Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Dr. Mark Wood is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this morning is from the 15th chapter of Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to them, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord. After these things. Well, after what things? Well, after the Lord had made Abram a very rich man, he had called him from his homeland, he had taken him to a foreign place, a place he'd never been before, and made him extremely wealthy. And after God showed Abram the land that he and his descendants would possess, the land that was a good land, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land that would be their inheritance and belong to them, God said, forever. And after God had told Abram that his descendants would be so numerous, it would be like counting the individual pieces of dust that make up the earth. And after the Lord had given Abram a military victory over a strong alliance of kings, who had come against the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah and defeated them and taken away Lot and his family and many others as captive. After the Lord gave Abram that victory and he released his nephew Lot from captivity. And after this Melchizedek, this priest of the Most High God and king of Salem, came out and met Abram and brought him bread and wine and celebrated the victory that the Lord had worked through Abraham. After these things, after all these wonderful, marvelous things, Abram questioned God's promise. Not just once, but twice, emphatically. He said to him, I continue childless. What are you going to do for me? Some slave in my household is going to be my heir. And you, God, you have not given me any offspring. How will they be as numerous as the dust of the earth? Even though the Lord had done great things for Abram, from Abram's perspective, from what he could see, the promise seemed too good to be true. See, Abram was old. He was around 80 years old at this point. He had no children. And he was married to Sarai. She was old too. And barren. Well past the point of giving birth to children. I mean, follow the science, people. This can't be. These two old people having a child. No, the promise itself was growing old and faint. See, time was passing quickly for this elderly man and his wife. And two more decades would pass before it would come to be. Two more decades filled with plenty of opportunities for Abram, or as he came to be later known, Abraham, to question God's promise. And we know what it's like to question God's promises. We know what it's like to stand where Abram stood and look at all the things that are real and wonder just how real God's promises are. This promise that all things He is working together for good for those who love Him. We question that. We question that promise when we're hurting, when we're suffering, when we see no possible way that anything good can come out of our situation. That promise seems too good to be true. His promise that nothing can separate us from His love. We question it when He seems so far away from us. We question it when we feel lonely, isolated, in despair, cut off, not just from other people, but we feel as though we're cut off from God Himself. He's promised us that He has removed our sins from us as far as the east from the west, and we question that when we've done things that we ourselves cannot forgive ourselves for. We question it when the guilt and the shame of our sins lingers, oppresses us. After all that the Lord has done for us, we still question His promises. After He has made you rich in Christ, riches that the world cannot offer, riches that all earthly things pale in comparison to, after He has made a place for you in His eternal kingdom, an inheritance that can never fade or spoil or perish or be taken away from you, after He has counted you among His children, adopting you in the waters of holy baptism, and giving you the full rights of sons and daughters, after He has won His victory over the prince of this world, freeing you from the slavery of death and the captivity of all the sins that bind you, after He has blessed you, the great high priest, He Himself offering His own body for your sins, the King of Peace, who brings that body and blood to you in with and under the bread and wine in the victory feast. Yes, after all these things, there are still times and circumstances in our lives when the promises seem too good to be true, or at least too good to be true for you. What can you do? What can you do? Be very careful in how you answer that. Be very careful at what you do about it. I mean, after all, look at what happens in Abraham's life when he decides that he needs to move God's promises along, when he can't be patient anymore. He just creates more trouble for himself and for others and for us. Now, the question isn't, what can you do when those promises seem too good to be true? The question is, what does the Lord do? Consider His response to Abram. He calls him out, and He doesn't do any dramatic work. There's no great miracle, no act of greatness here. He simply speaks His word to Abram again. Count the stars, if you can. Your descendants shall be more than that. By simply speaking His word of promise again, God has done all that's needed to be done. And by that word, Abraham, in faith, accepts God's promise. He believed the Lord, and He counted it to him as righteousness. God working faith through His word, even when that word seems too good to be true. So what can you do? Well, hear the word of the Lord again. Are you troubled by your circumstances in which you see no good outcome and you don't understand how the God who loves you can be working through all this, who is allowing you to suffer, well, this promise is for you. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Do you feel isolated, distant from God, alone in your pain and sorrow? He assures you that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, no powers nor height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you weighted down by guilt or shame over a sin, past or present, that seems too horrible for God to forgive? He knows, and He reminds you that He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does He remove our transgressions from us. When it all seems too improbable or impossible to be true, listen to the word of God that came to Abraham in his questioning and has comforted the hearts of generations of believers since, all those, including us, who struggle with God's promises. Fear not, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. Amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.